This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The man charged with attacking author Salman Rushdie on Friday has pleaded not guilty at his arraignment on Saturday. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
24-year-old Hadi Matar is charged with attempted murder and assault. He was denied bail by the judge in a Western New York court. The prosecutor calling the New Jersey man's Friday attack, caught on video by Stephen Davies, targeted, unprovoked, pre-planned. The author's 1988 novel, The Satanic Verses, was viewed as an insult to the Prophet Muhammad by many Muslims. The book was banned in Iran in 1989, its leader calling for a fatwa, the killing of Rushdie. I'm Julie Walker.
And Rushdie is currently in the hospital on a ventilator. He may lose an eye. That's the word from his agent. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his Saturday night video address that Ukrainian forces will target Russian troops who shoot at or from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Russian troops have control of the plant, but Ukrainian workers are operating it. Ukrainian officials accuse Russian forces of repeatedly firing rockets at the facility that could cause a nuclear accident. The two sides continue to accuse each other of firing weapons near the plant, which Russia captured in March, shortly after it invaded Ukraine. The plant's operator reported the facility was at risk of violating radiation and fire standards after a surge in rocket fire in and around Europe's largest nuclear power plant over the past week. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. diplomatic workers in Tijuana, Mexico, have been told to shelter in place because of gang violence in the border cities of Tijuana, Mexicali, Rosarito, and Ensenada. The violence includes road blockades and vehicles being set ablaze. Officials blame the attacks on disputes between drug cartels. Around midnight Friday, the U.S. consulate in Tijuana instructed its employees to shelter in place until further notice. It was the third time this week Mexican cities have seen widespread arson and shootings by cartels. 10 vehicles were set ablaze in Tijuana, and the mayor issued an appeal to drug gangs to settle their scores among themselves without involving families and what he called hardworking citizens. Veteran opposition leader in Kenya, Raila Odinga, leads Kenya's presidential race, according to official election results on Saturday. This pushes Deputy President William Ruto into second place. With just over 26% of the votes counted, Odinga had 54%, Ruto had 45%, according to results provided by the Kenyan Election Commission and displayed on a large screen at a national tallying center in the capital, Nairobi, on Saturday. Kenya held presidential, parliamentary, and local elections on Tuesday. Shipping companies are preparing to halt the transport of goods on the Rhine River as water levels in Germany's biggest river near a critically low point. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
An ongoing drought affecting much of Europe has lowered rivers such as the Rhine, preventing large ships with heavy loads from passing key waypoints and forcing them to use smaller vessels or to split cargoes into multiple shipments. At one bottleneck, an official gauge measured the water level at 14.6 inches. Big, heavy ships can't pass if the level falls below 15.7 inches. Companies that rely on ships to receive raw materials and deliver finished goods are expected to face delays and shortages, and coal-fired power plants and gas stations could also see supply shortages if shipping on the Rhine is halted. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Idaho's top court on Friday refused to stop a state law from taking effect that would criminalize nearly all abortions in the state. In a 3-2 ruling, the Idaho Supreme Court rejected a bid by a Planned Parenthood affiliate to prevent a ban from taking effect on August 25th. The group argued the law would violate citizens' privacy and equal protection rights under the state's constitution. And once again, the man charged with attacking author Salman Rushdie on Friday has pleaded not guilty at Saturday's arraignment. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.